Santa Land, Santa Land. It's in me, it's in you, Santa Land. It's so grand, Santa Land. Silver trees, sparkling leaves, Santa Land. Sit by the fire.
It was 2 weeks before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
I'm sick and tired of the same old thing year after year. Think of it, a man of my age walking around in a red suit yelling, ho, ho, ho. If I lived in Manhattan, they'd think I was on some wild drug or something. So what do they do instead? They stick me in the North Pole, the coldest place in the whole world, and tell me I'm the king of Santa Land. That's like giving me a bologna sandwich and tell me I'm a connoisseur on beef. I'm sick of it.
Oh, Santa, in the 400 years that we've been married, you never changed. Every time that we're out of jingleberry cereal and you have to eat cold snowmeal instead, you get grouchy.
That's what I mean. Just what I mean. Whoever heard of Jingle Bells, Jerry cereal, or snowmeal, or Yule eggs in Jingle Jam? How about a nice juicy steak for a change? Or bacon, lettuce, and tomato on toast with mayo and french fries and a tuna melt? How about a Big Mac? We don't even have a McDonald's in Santa Land.
I'm sick of jingle bells, and wouldn't you be? Tired of toys and Christmas trees. Children mailing this to me. I'm sick,
he's sick,
now wouldn't you be? Stinky stockings by the fire.
Toot, toot.
Toys and new blow jars. Crummy cookies on the Christmas trees. I'm sick.
He's sick.
Now wouldn't you be?
Hey Santa, what do you say?
I've been doing this for too many years.
Can we take a ride on your sleigh?
Give me a break and a beer. I'm sick, I said, or don't you listen? Silent nights in this snowy prison. I want to go to Miami. I'm sick.
He's sick.
Now wouldn't you be?
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hope that St. Nicholas would soon be there.
Take it easy, Sandy Pooh. Everything will be okay. Here, have a cookie and some nice warm milk.
Oh, thank you, honey. You always seem to know how to make everything okay. I guess it's true what they say. Behind every man, there's a woman. And behind every knock, there's a reindeer. Come in, Rudolph.
Hiya, St. Old Bean. How'd you know it was me?
Well, put it this way, Rudolph. With the way that schnooze of yours glows, I wouldn't exactly consider you a needle in a haystack. You know what I mean?
How about some homemade cookies and milk, Rudy?
Oh, no thanks, Mrs. Claus. I'm in kind of a rush. I just stopped over to tell you the news.
News? What news?
Well, do you remember Renee Deer, don't you?
Yes.
The one who never laughed or called me names?
Yes.
She always let me play in all the reindeer games?
Yes.
And on foggy Christmas Eve?
Come on, Rudy. We know that story. Get to the point. What about Renee Deer?
Well, I won't be able to guide your sleigh this year, Santa.
Why not?
Well, you see, I'll be on my honeymoon. We got married today.
Oh, my dear.
Your dear? She's my dear.
Who's dear?
His dear.
My dear?
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
It's simple. This dear here married that dear there, which makes this dear here that dear there's dear dear.
Oh, my dear.
Your dear? She's my dear.
Let's not start this again. Rudolph, how could you do this to me? Just 2 weeks before Christmas and you run off and get married. I'm sick and tired of all these problems. I'm sick and tired of Christmas. Go ahead, Rudolph. Go on your honeymoon. Go on. Get out of my house. I don't ever want to see you again.
Santa wasn't the only one getting sick of Christmas. It seemed like everyone had something to complain about this year. Even the elves.
Ouch! I hit my finger again! I can't believe I hit my finger again! It takes me all year to draw my nails so long and pretty, and then what happens? Bang bang! They're all broke!
Oh, stop complaining. Who ever heard of an elf with long fingernails anyway? Look at Sherman over there. He ain't complaining. He used to play piano with the Allman Brothers before he was an elf. Hey, Sherman, rip us a tune.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
You see, he ain't complaining, because he's got to play with his toes now. Then he can get a gig with Duran Duran or something.
I still think it's fair. It's just not fair.
We work hard all day while Santa sits and reads his list. We have to fix his sleigh so he can leave on Christmas Eve.
I hate to complain, I like making toys and trains and never play hooky.
From work, but why does Santa seem to always get the cookies?
We work hard all day, just making toys for girls and boys. We hardly get to play, we have no fun till we are done.
I hate to seem vain, but I was cute before I came.
The cat, you look like Cabbage Patch, oh man, you're really goofy.
We work hard all day, while Santa sits and reads his list. We have to fix his sleigh, so he can leave on Christmas Eve.
You know something? She's right. We don't get treated the way we're supposed to. Hey Herbie, you're a leader. What do we do?
Well, according to the Santa labor law, if we're not happy, we have the right to vote on a strike.
A strike?
Yes, a strike. Let's see. First, we have to vote. All in favor of a strike, say Boy George.
Boy George!
All right, it's settled. We're going on strike. Lulu, you make up the signs. Gugu, you write up the complaints. I'm going to see Santa.
The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mar in her kerchief and Santa in his cap just settled down for a short winter's nap. When out on the porch there rose such a clatter, Santa sprang up to see what was the matter.
Herbie, what on earth are you doing lying in the snow?
Well, Santa, to tell you the truth, I slipped on a snowflake.
Slipped on a snowflake, huh? Well, what on earth are you doing here anyway? Why aren't you working on the toys?
See, it's like this, Santa. According to the Santa line label, if we're not happy, we could call a...
Achoo! Bless you, Herbie.
Oh, Herbie, you sound like you're getting a cold. You better come in and have some warm milk and cookies.
Achoo! Thank you, Mrs. Claus.
Here you go, Herbie. These snowmeal cookies will make you feel much better.
Achoo! Thank you, Mrs. Claus.
Now, Herbie, you mentioned something about the Santa Land Labor Lore, and something about not being happy.
Here's your warm milk, Herbie.
Achoo! Thank you, Mrs. Claus.
You know, if you're not happy, Herbie, maybe you should take a vacation.
Thank you, Santa Claus.
Sure, Herbie. You're welcome. Go to a ball game or something. You know, I heard those new pitches really are exciting. They could really throw them strikes.
Herbie, are you okay?
Thank you, Mrs. Claus. That's just it, Santa. Me and elves are on strike.
Oh, my.
You and the elves are on strike?
Oh, my.
You and the elves are on strike?
Oh, my.
I can't believe it. First Rudolph goes and gets married, now the elves are on strike. How could this be happening? And it's still just a week before Christmas. That's it. I've had it with Christmas. I've had it with reindeer and elves and new legs and snowmeal cookies. I've had it with Santa Land. And if that's a reindeer or an elf with someone selling jingle jam, you can't come in.
No, actually, Mr. Claus, I'm neither deer nor elf. I'm Seymour Goober.
Seymour, who?
Goober, G-O-O-B-E-R, derived from the Latin word goob, meaning,
Shut up, Seymour. Excuse me, Santa. I hope we're not disturbing you. I'm Miss Brown from PS-17 in Zuzu, Mississippi.
Yes?
Well, my students and I are on a class trip, and so many of us have been so anxious to meet you. But if you are too busy now, we can come back soon some other time.
Well...
Oh, nonsense. Hmm? Santa will love having the children visit.
Come on in, guys.
Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus, Mr. Elf.
You can call me Herbie.
Okay, Herbie.
Herbie? Herbie Goobnuts?
Yes. Seymour, cousin Seymour Gooba? Wow, I haven't seen you in years.
Approximately 8.36, I do believe.
Shut up, Seymour.
Excuse me, Seymour. I hate to interrupt this family reunion, but Santa's probably very busy. May I continue now?
Oh, why certainly, Miss Brown. Talk to you later, Herb.
Now the children and I have prepared a Christmas carol for you, Santa. And a one, and a two.
And a three, and a four.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings from bells and bows and...
Shut up, Seymour.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Wasn't that beautiful, Santa? I say, wasn't that beautiful?
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Oh, simply beautiful. Boy, that's beauty. You're talking beauty here.
Santa just loves music. Don't you, Santa?
Mm-hmm. You're kidding? Music? Oh, I love it. You're talking love. You're talking love. Hearts and flowers here.
Oh, boy. Hey, Santa, if you love music so much, why don't you come to the punk rock concert with us?
Yeah.
Come on, Santa. It's not far. They're having it down in Holly Hall. What do you think? What do you say, Santa? What do you say?
Well, I don't know.
Santa would love to go. Now, wouldn't you, Santa?
Oh, yeah. Love to. Punk concert? Holly Hall? Go there all the time.
Yeah! Let's go!
Let's go! Let's go!